This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A truck bomb exploded at a busy security checkpoint in Somalia's capital Saturday morning, killing at least 61 people. It was one of the deadliest attacks in Mogadishu in recent history. The toll was likely to rise as scores of people were rushed to hospitals. The mayor, speaking at the scene, said university students were among those killed. Police said the dead also included two Turkish nationals. A captain said the blast targeted a tax collection center during the morning rush hour as Somalia returned to work after its weekend. A new intercontinental weapon that can fly 27 times the speed of sound became operational Friday. That's according to Russia's defense minister, reported to President Vladimir Putin. Putin has described the Avangard hypersonic glide vehicle as a technological breakthrough comparable to 1957 Soviet launch of the first satellite. The new Russian weapon and a similar system being developed by China have troubled the United States, which has pondered defense strategies. The Avangard is launched atop an intercontinental ballistic missile, but unlike a regular missile warhead that follows a predictable path after separation, it can make sharp maneuvers in the atmosphere en route to a target, making it much harder to intercept. The wreckage of a helicopter carrying seven people to one of the most rugged and remote coastlines in Hawaii has been found along with remains of those on board. A County Kauai Fire Department Battalion Chief Solomon Kanoho.
Out of respect to the family members that we still have to notify at this time, I don't really want to get into too many details about the wreckage. All I can tell you is that it was located in a steep area.
Kauai is Hawaii's fourth.